Ooh la la! Can you recognize your friends and the members of your family with your eyes closed? I mean, by the sound of their voices?
You know my voice, right?
The sound of your voice is unique. Do you realize that everyone has a unique sound?
I know a family with lots of unique sounds.
I bet you're thinking of Mrs. Picasso and her pets in the book Mrs. Picasso's Pollywog.
I kept wondering when Mrs. Picasso would catch on to the new sound in her family. That's what makes the story so much fun.
I think George Ulrich, the author, is very imaginative.
Mrs. Picasso's Pollywog, a mystery. Written and illustrated by George Ulrich. Listen and read along. Turn the page of your book when you hear this sound. Mrs. Picasso loved pets. She had a little dog named Poochie, a fat orange cat named Pickles, and a small yellow bird named Mr. Tweety. Every morning, Mrs. Picasso hummed a tune as she spooned dog food into a bowl for Poochie, poured kibbles into a bowl for Pickles, and sprinkled birdseed into a little bowl for Mr. Tweety. Mrs. Picasso loved her pets, and they all lived happily together in her little apartment in Paris. One day, Mrs. Picasso put on her shawl and walked down the street to the pet store. I am going to buy a new pet today, she said to Mr. Petsky, who owned the pet store. Mr. Petsky smiled.
Would you like a nice puppy?
No, thank you, answered Mrs. Picasso. I already have a dog named Poochie, and everyone knows that puppies grow up to be dogs. Mr. Petsky thought for a moment and said,
How about a nice kitten?
No, thank you, replied Mrs. Picasso. I already have a cat named Pickles, and everyone knows that kittens grow up to be cats. Mr. Petsky scratched his head thoughtfully.
Well then, how about the bird?
Mrs. Picasso frowned. No, thank you. I already have a bird named Mr. Tweety. Could you show me something different?
Aha!
Cried Mr. Petsky, smiling broadly. He reached under the counter and placed a large glass bowl full of water on the countertop. Mrs. Picasso peered into the bowl. A small green creature was swimming in the water. It had a round head, a long wide tail, a small oval mouth, and two big eyes. It swam around and around in the bowl and didn't make a sound. Mrs. Picasso was delighted. What is this creature? She asked. Is it a fish?
No,
replied Mr. Petsky.
It is a pollywog.
A pollywog? Repeated Mrs. Picasso with a happy smile. I don't have one of those. So Mr. Petsky wrapped up the bowl with the pollywog in it, and Mrs. Picasso carefully carried it home. After she had opened the door to her little apartment, Mrs. Picasso unwrapped the bowl and carefully placed it on the table. She gathered her other pets around her and said, Poochie, Pickles, and Mr. Tweety, I would like you to meet the newest member of our family. She is a pollywog, and I shall name her Polly. Barked Poochie, wagging his tail.
Meow, meow,
purred Pickles. Twittered Mr. Tweety, hopping around his cage. Polly swam around and around and didn't make a sound. Every day, Poochie lay at Mrs. Picasso's feet and chewed on a bone while Mrs. Picasso knitted or read the newspaper. Every day, Pickles purred on Mrs. Picasso's lap. Every day, Mr. Tweety sang in his cage on the piano. And every day, Polly swam around and around in her glass bowl and didn't make a sound. One morning, some days later, Mrs. Picasso woke up very early. She pulled on her robe and slippers, walked sleepily into the kitchen, and spooned dog food into a bowl for Poochie. She poured kibbles into a bowl for Pickles. Humming a little tune, she walked into the living room and sprinkled birdseed into a little bowl for Mr. Tweety. Then Mrs. Picasso picked up the little can of pollywog food and began to sprinkle some food onto the water in Polly's bowl. Suddenly, her eyes widened as she peered into the bowl. She wiped her glasses on the sleeve of her robe and looked more closely. Polly's bowl was empty! Mrs. Picasso peered into the bowl again. There was no doubt about it, Polly was gone!
Oh, dear!
She thought as she bent down on her knees and looked under the table. She looked under the chair. She looked under the sofa. Polly wasn't there! Frantically, she looked under the piano. Polly wasn't anywhere! As Mrs. Picasso slowly got to her feet, she heard a strange sound.
Ribbit!
The strange sound was coming from the bathroom.
Ribbit!
Mrs. Picasso tiptoed down the hall to the bathroom door. She carefully opened the door and looked inside.
Ribbit! Ribbit!
The strange sound was coming from the bathtub. Mrs. Picasso peered over the edge. There, in a puddle of water, sat a little green frog. As Mrs. Picasso watched, the little frog opened its mouth and said,
Ribbit!
Oh, dear!
Cried Mrs. Picasso as a tear trickled down her cheek.
This frog must have eaten poor Polly! I will take it to the pet store. Mr. Petsky will know what to do.
She hurried to the kitchen and found a jar. Carefully, she punched holes in the lid and returned to the bathroom. Gently, she picked up the little green frog and placed it in the jar.
Ribbit!
It said as she screwed on the lid. Mrs. Picasso put on her shawl and hurried out the door with the frog in the jar.
Oh, dear! Oh, dear!
She cried to herself as she scurried down the street to Mr. Petsky's store. When Mrs. Picasso arrived at the pet store, she opened the door and went in. Mr. Petsky looked up from behind the counter.
Oh, Mr. Petsky!
Mrs. Picasso cried with a sniffle.
Something terrible has happened!
She placed the jar on the counter.
Polly the Pollywog has disappeared, and I think that this little green frog has eaten her up!
Mr. Petsky peered through his glasses at the frog in the jar. Then he looked at Mrs. Picasso and smiled.
You know that puppies grow up to be dogs.
Mrs. Picasso nodded with a sniffle.
And you know that kittens grow up to be cats.
Mrs. Picasso nodded again. She dabbed at her eyes with her handkerchief.
Well, pollywogs grow up to be little green frogs. Polly the pollywog has become Polly the frog.
Mrs. Picasso looked at Mr. Petsky with a frown. She looked down at the little green frog. Mrs. Picasso smiled. Then she and Mr. Petsky laughed and laughed until tears rolled down their cheeks.
Ribbit!
Said Polly the frog.
Ribbit!
Mrs. Picasso thanked Mr. Petsky and carried Polly the frog home. She opened the door, hurried in, and gathered her other pets around her. She placed the little green frog on the table.
Poochie, Pickles, Mr. Tweety, I'd like you to meet the newest member of our family. Polly the frog!
Row, row!
Barked Poochie, wagging his tail.
Meow, meow!
Meowed Pickles with a purr. Chirped Mr. Tweety, flapping his wings.
Ribbit!
Croaked Polly as she took a little hop.
Ribbit!
And they all lived happily together in Mrs. Picasso's little apartment in Paris.
What did you like imagining best?
I liked having my own sound. Ribbit!
I could just imagine Mrs. Picasso laughing and laughing until her tears rolled down her cheeks when she finally caught on to the new sound.
It could happen. In your imagination.
Pets talk the whole world around. That's for real.